All right. Well, good evening and welcome to our regular scheduled village board meeting on Monday, the 27th at 7 o'clock. If I can ask the clerk, please, to take the roll call. Trustee Bachner?
Here.
Trustee Cargi?
Here.
Trustee Vasquez?
Here.
Trustee Brennan?
Here.
Trustee Hennick?
Here.
Trustee O'Connell?
Here.
President Aducey? Here. Okay, next up we'll need approval of remote participation. So if I can have a trustee motion and a second.
Motion to allow a meeting to occur by remote audio and video conference.
Second.
Trustee Vasquez? Trustee Vasquez?
Yes, thank you.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Hennick?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell? Bob? Trustee O'Connell?
He's frozen.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I hear you. Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Motion passed. There's got to be a game for this. Katie, you must have to come up with a game.
I love games.
All right, Village Administrator, do we have any citizens' comment that came in?
There's no comment.
Okay. All right, so that brings us to elected official comments and announcements. So if I can start with Erica, do you mind starting? We'll make off your...
Not at all.
Did I have you start last time? If I did, well, I'll redo it.
That's... I love starting, so I'll get to it. Yeah, so
right.
I'd like to start with a land acknowledgement. And as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee, the Potawatomi Nations, and more. And we remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of the land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. And I'd love to just start off with the census and give a little bit of an update there. So we did have a meeting of the Complete Count Committee for River Forest and had some updates from the Census Bureau, their regional office. The census is extending the deadlines. So instead of the report going out to the President of the United States by December 31st of this year, it's going to be due 3 months after that. So it'll be due in 2021. I think this might be the first time that has happened, but due to the extraordinary events of the pandemic, it's needed to be able to count as many people as possible and give the Census Bureau that time it needs to do an appropriate count. That means that the rest of the deadlines are being extended as well, which is good, but the dates that people need to count themselves by still stays April 1st, which means the later that we get from that date, the harder it is to get people who are typically hard to count. So if you think about renters who maybe live in River Forest on April 1st, but then they move away June 1st, because, you know, for whatever reason, it may be more difficult to capture people. So I think that as part of a committee, as part of the committee and chair of the committee, what we are doing is still just trying to, you know, get everybody counted as soon as possible so that this stays fresh in people's minds and there's not trying to, trying to get people, you know, in October when mm-hmm. we can get them now. So we're looking at a few different ways to do that. We are going to be sending out a postcard to every resident in the village. Most of our mailings that we've done so far have been through the water bill, and that has gotten us a great response. But this is a way for people who don't get the water bill necessarily to also see this coming from the village. So that is exciting. And then we're looking for other ways to connect with people as well. Hopefully we'll be able to develop some sort of challenge to get River Forest excited about doing the census. And we're still coming up with a couple of different ideas for that. But that's going well. And then also reaching out to faith-based partners within River Forest because they are trusted voices in the community. John, is there anything else to add to that list?
I don't think so. I think that covers it. We're at 74.3% today. So,
74?
Yep, that's really great. Appreciate
we're doing,
very strong progress from River Forest. Can't thank enough all the residents who have already responded, but there's still more to go, so we'll keep at it.
Can I ask a question about, are you able to tell roughly by area where we might be lacking, like north end of town or south end of town?
No, so if we were in a more populated, densely populated area like Chicago, you would be able to do that because they have tracks based on population.
I think I saw a post where Chris Welch had mentioned that. That's why I was asking. So I wasn't sure if you could tell that.
Yeah, so River Forest is divided into two tracks, and it's across Chicago Avenue, and they are in like one percentage point of each other, the last time I talked to John about that. So it's not, there's no great way to like be able to tell based on population.
At the moment, the south side of Chicago Avenue is up one percentage point on the north side, but about
of course.
But 3 or 4 days ago, it was the other way around. Right. So they've been real close the whole way.
Wow.
You're muted, friend. Katie.
Yeah. I was going to say, Patty, you're like four houses in.
Still south.
It's all about the competition.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Erica.
Thanks.
Is that conclusion remarks?
It does. Yeah,
okay. All right. So, Tom?
Google Erica, actually, the first census was reported to President Washington in July of 1791. So it actually was delayed as well. We're having a Dear Committee meeting on...
It's been a long track record.
Yeah. Hey, we're having a Dear Committee meeting on Thursday. The agenda is basically to at least begin to talk about the survey. I'm going to discuss some potential subcommittees that the Dear Committee can set up. So hopefully it'll be as successful as our meetings have been on Zoom. So we'll see.
Okay. Okay. Russ?
Okay. I just, again, want to thank all of our first responders, our village president, our village staff for all their work and helping our village during this time of stay at place. I also want to shout out to Helen Kwan and all the volunteers who are helping our seniors and our disabled who need help during this time. And also thanking all of our residents for their cooperation. I also want to note that I would like and encourage our residents to continue following our executive orders, not only from our state, but from our village as well. I'm sure some of you have already heard about this. A Southern Illinois judge who issued a TRO restraining the governor's stay-at-home order. It's a limited order. It's supposed to be only applicable to the state rep who applied for it. I'm sure it's going up on appeal. And despite the legality, I'm confident it's going to get reversed. But putting all the legalese aside, frankly, it's the right thing to do. Our medical experts are saying it's what we need to do and to be safe and to get over the hump. So. I again thank our residents for following up, and I encourage them to continue to stay at home and follow all our executive orders. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Kathleen?
Just
just mostly echoing Russ's comments as we've been extended through May and the weather is becoming beautiful and it's more and more challenging to find the discipline to stay separated as the mother of a frontline worker. I would ask you all to please take it as seriously as possible. And thank you for all that everyone is doing to help us as a community through this. Thank you, Kathleen. Absolutely. Katie?
Yes. Kathleen, I hope Hannah's doing okay. Is she holding up?
She's hanging in there. It's a lot. Yeah.
I can imagine. I have just two items to mention. One is that a note that facial coverings are becoming even more important now since they're required in River Forest, I believe as of tomorrow, and then in the whole state of Illinois as of this coming Friday. They can be commercially produced, homemade, they can be makeshift bandanas, cloth coverings of any type. And most people are going to be making their own, but I wanted to mention that River Forest does have a mask making brigade that has now made over 1,000 facial covering masks for seniors and those who are the most vulnerable. And this group is short of supplies. They need more material. They need more thread. If you can believe, we're out of thread. Go to your sewing boxes, your linen closet, and find that old sheet that you don't like that pattern or it's and we also need more sewers, so contact rfseniorhelp@gmail.com with your offers to help sew and provide more material. And then the second item is just to mention that I've been working with Lee Neubecker, the chair of the Economic Development Commission, on strategies on how we can help our businesses operate safely, those which are operating currently as essential businesses, and then those retail businesses that are going to be allowed to open relatively soon if they can offer retail curbside pickup. And you'll be hearing more information from Lee and the Economic Development Commission about those ideas, but they've got some good things going on there. We're also working on an initiative to help beautify River Forest during this time by continuing the public art mural along the train tracks in River Forest. Most of you know the butterfly mural there, and then there's a series of houses and famous people from River Forest, and then there's some artwork that the children in River Forest did about 8 or 9 years ago. This project would allow kids to do some more creative artwork during this time, and it would allow a local business to manage the programming during this downturn, and it will also beautify and enhance this part of River Forest. So you'll hear more about that project as we get our arms around it. That's all I have.
Hey, Patty.
All right, I have nothing new to report. Would like to echo the comments already made in terms of good things that people are doing. Katie, couple questions for you. Is there a location to drop off any materials or a thread that people might have? Is somebody collecting that?
Yes, I don't know Helen Kwan's address on Edgewood Place, but we can get that to you. If anyone emails that email address, but then we can get them the actual physical address to drop off, or we'll pick it up. We've got a nice supply of people able to pick up supplies and then make kits and give them to sewers so they have all the supplies that they need.
Great. And then I wasn't clear, as far as this painting project you just talked about, who is coordinating that? How is that?
Well, it's sort of a group effort. Little Bits Workshop is the business that has worked on the painting of those panels along the train tracks in the past. Mm-hmm. They reached out to the village to ask if we would help them out or partner with them in this endeavor. And I don't know what that partnership's going to look like exactly now. It might be helping them get the permission from the train related entity. That's one part of it. Mm-hmm. And but so Lee Neubecker is involved in that with the Economic Development Commission, and I'm sort of out too.
Thanks. That's That's it.
Okay, thank you. Bob?
Nothing really new. Again, I won't repeat the comments that others have made. I also want to think here, I mean, it's great when you have people posting on Facebook to say that been called yet, so that showed too. And again, to the village staff, continued success as you guys move through this. You're doing a great job.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Yeah, just a few things. First and foremost, thank you to our phenomenal village staff, our phenomenal first responders, our phenomenal village attorney. There are so many people to thank in this community. Just rallying together to do an unprecedented, you know, work. A lot of things have been going on just in terms of virtual meetings, you know, between myself and Lisa and Eric and John. We're trying to sew it all together and keep it all together. Just there's so much information that's coming out of the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, the Cook County Department of Health and Cook County itself. Nothing that is of anything that we don't already know in terms of reading the state order, but just, you know, the work that goes behind that state order, especially in the Illinois Department of Health and the Cook County Department of Health. So I think we're doing pretty well and keeping abreast of it. You see our communications, both e-newsletters and robocalls. We tried to give our residents a break last week and did not do a robocall. But we did send out two newsletters, and we're going to try to keep that cadence for the next 30 days as well. And what appears to be, at least I'm getting good feedback, that residents do like the communication. They do like the personal touch of the robocall, especially those that don't get on Facebook or social media. So we'll continue to do that. So if there's anything that any of you trustees have that you believe we should be mentioning, please let us know. I mean, we're trying to, you know, gather the information and synthesize it as quickly as we can, and get it out to our residents so that they know as much as we know here at Village Hall. Also, again, to echo what Katie said on Wednesday, I signed an executive order, and we'll talk about that later on in the meeting. We spent a lot of time talking about it, Eric, I and Greg, and I think it's when I get there, we'll explain a little bit more of the executive order, but it's pretty self-explanatory. From that, though, came the meeting, the EDC meeting that was on it Friday at 7:30, and I think most of you, except maybe Tom, was on that call, and I thought Lee did a phenomenal job. You know, bringing together the Economic Development Commission and talking about how we could use what's happening in this pandemic, both from a you know, upside to our businesses, keeping our businesses safe, encouraging people to go to their businesses, knowing that they have to, you know, stay 6 feet apart and wear a face covering. So, you know, so far we've gotten such great reviews. This morning we had some of the businesses on a call today, talking about, you know, that very thing about how we're going to try to build up their businesses, but using, you know, the kind of the tagline, River Forest, we've got you covered. And I'll let Lee and Eric kind of talk a little bit about that program later on. But fascinating, fun, exciting, and I think we're the first out of the gate on that as well. So we've been doing a lot of firsts. And I'm really pleased about it. The next thing we're going to get out, it's not ready for prime time yet, but I hope to get it out tomorrow to all of you, and maybe even on the newsletter. And it's kind of our protocol about supplying cloth face coverings and non-medical grade masks, because there's a big question out there is how am I going to get a mask if I don't have one. You know, if there's a senior, we've got a hotline for that, as Katie referenced. But if you're not a senior and you just don't have the ability to get one, we're going to try to put together, you know, ways you can get one, or ways you can make one, or use just a bandana. So that should be coming out hopefully within the next 24 hours. So that's all I have to report. I don't think there's much from there. So I'll go ahead on to the consent agenda and ask a motion and a second for the consent agenda A through F. Please.
I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda A through F.
Second.
Any comments, questions on any of those items? Hearing none, I'll ask the clerk to read it and then take the vote, please. Consent agenda item A, committee of the whole meeting minutes, April 13th, 2020. B, village board meeting minutes, April 13th, 2020. C, award of bid and contract for the 2020 sewer lining project to Benchmark Construction in the amount of $118,626. D, plat of consolidation, 910 William. E, authorization to Springbrook Software LLC for Springbrook annual maintenance fee in the amount of $26,170. F, village administrator's report. Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell. Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Thank you. Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Motion passed. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have no consent items for separate consideration. We'll move on to recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. I don't think Lee is on, so I'm going to ask Eric to talk about what Katie and I had been talking about in terms of the Economic Development Commission's meeting on Friday. So,
yeah, and I think you touched upon it very nicely earlier on in the meeting. We are engaging, as you know, with it's a campaign to provide awareness to not only our community but the surrounding communities as it relates to letting people know that our businesses in River Forest will be adhering to our policy, soon to be the state's policy, in terms of face covering, and to let folks know that this is a safe environment to shop in. And the We Got You Covered tagline goes to and speaks to that. But we've engaged with John Griffin, who is a former resident, a former member of our ZBA and DRB, and has done some work for us in the past in terms of video production. If you recall some of the HPC videos that we've put together that highlighted award-winning HPC homes, that video work was done by John. So John's going to come in, and starting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, he and I talked late this afternoon, he'll be going through some of the businesses in River Forest that are operating, doing some quick interviews, video footage, things like that. And it's his hope then to put together a video or series of videos, depending on how much footage we get, that we would then push out in those marketing efforts. And so that's a brief synopsis of what we'll be working on.
Yeah, really exciting. I think it was. I think you're going to be very proud of what's going to come from the Economic Development Commission and this video. And so far, the businesses that we've talked to have been extremely grateful for, you know, kind of our vision and help. So I think this is going to be well received and hopefully copied by many communities. Like I said, most of you were on the call, so you heard firsthand how that went. So that's the so more to come. You're going to see a lot in the next. I think John said today he could have something by the end of this week, beginning of next week, like you said. So we're going to see a lot of small mini clips. So it's going to be really good. Okay, so let's move on to no unfinished business, and we'll move on to new business. If I can get a motion and a second for 9A, please.
I move to approve an ordinance adopting Executive Order 20-4 regarding the use of face coverings issued by the village president under a declaration of a state of emergency regarding COVID-19, April 13th, 2020.
Second.
Okay, thanks. Well, as you all know, you know, this order was to require businesses to have all their employees wear face coverings by Friday. And I'll let Eric talk a little bit about that, but he did have Officer Ransom go out with some face masks as a starter kit and talk to each of the businesses, the large businesses, I think most of the businesses, about the requirement that went into effect on Friday. The second piece of that executive order is face coverings for patrons or customers that go into those businesses, especially if they cannot maintain 6 feet of distance. If they can't maintain a social distance, they should be wearing, mandating a face covering. Obviously, since that order that I signed on Wednesday, the state of Illinois, Governor Pritzker came out with an extension of the state order, extending it to May 30th, and also requiring face coverings starting Friday, May 1st. I think the reason we did it here, and hopefully we'll get to a point where we ratify it, will be effective tomorrow for the patrons and the customers, is to really the health and safety of our community. We've talked through all the issues behind where our state and city and county and community is in terms of the curve and the flattening of the curve and the need to do more testing, the need to do more tracing, and hopefully eventually the need for a vaccine. But short of all of that, we also need to get our businesses going and find ways to open up our new businesses under the guidance of the state of Illinois. And we believe by, you know, being the first out of the gate to talk to our businesses and talk to the customers that go into those businesses, I think it will get a running start before it's required by the state on Friday. So that was the purpose of it, back Wednesday. And I think, like I said, I think we're getting some good response from all the businesses, the best I know.
Hey, Kathy?
Yes.
Question. Is it possible to use those mobile message boards to put them in town so people know broadly that this has been enacted? So especially people from outside the community who are going to go into our businesses?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Bob. Yes. I'm looking at Jim right now, so if I can get Jim and Eric to arrange for that, we'll do that. Thank you.
Have we talked to the grocery stores? Is it their intent to bar entrance if someone's not wearing a mask?
Yeah. Well, in the executive order, there is a discretion that is going to be used, hopefully best judgment. If someone forgot the mask, that's one of the areas that we are trying to work with the businesses to keep some on hand. I know like Good Earth, for instance, has made some, and she basically said, here, if you've got one, you could take one. We asked for a contribution, not for them, but the contribution would go to, I think, Beyond Hunger. So it would go to a nonprofit. So, and if for any reason there's a medical health issue that someone can't wear it, again, that's the best judgment, best discretion that we're asking the businesses to take.
Tom, that has happened at local shops in the area, so it's not unprecedented.
No, I was at Menards today, and they basically, if you didn't have a mask, you had to go buy one for a buck.
No, we're not going to, I mean,
Well, that was a Menards policy, buy one anyway
to have one, but you know, that's why we're trying to get the protocols out and get the messages out, Tom, to make sure that people know where to go and get one. If somebody's making them, if there's a group that's making them, and they can go there. If the businesses have some extra ones, that would be good. But that's what I was referring to. I'd asked Lisa to put some protocols together so that we had some direction and an understanding of how we were going to manage the face covering.
And one thing I'll add is Officer Ben Ransom, who is our business liaison officer, also doubles as our school liaison officer, obviously not doing much of that work lately, has been going and meeting with our larger businesses and even smaller ones, but the bigger ones where we've run into maybe some issues or concerns on a regular basis. So when these orders come through, we hand deliver this information. So last week, when this order was signed off on by the village president, we have about 30 to 35 businesses that are operating in town. And so Officer Ransom and one of his designees went and hit all those businesses, provided a copy of the letter, provided a copy of the guidelines, and also provided a little bit of a starter kit of about 50 masks per business to use if there was an employee didn't have one by some chance. But more importantly, if someone were to come in off the street, forget one, what have you, we want to provide those extra resources as we have them to those businesses. And staff is also currently working on a somewhat of an online form that people could, if they had a concern about some protocols not being followed at a business, we're going to try to drive that to an online portal and an online form. The reason we're looking at that is we don't want our police officers being tied up, right? I don't want calls for 911 to come in on these types of matters. We want them to be reported to the store, but I also want residents and our businesses to feel like there's an outlet if they do have a concern that they can report that to us. And certainly, if you get a one-off, we'll take that under consideration. We start seeing patterns develop, you know, then we can evaluate that and move forward. So staff's working on that as well. We hope to have that up and running in a day or so.
That's a great idea. Thanks. It gets it more focused. Okay. Any other further questions on this executive order? Hearing none, I'll ask the clerk to please take the vote. Trustee Hennick?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Kargi?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Okay. Very much appreciate all your support. Since I just want to alert the Village Board, because we, the state of Illinois, the governor extended it to May 30th, I am going to continue declaring a state of emergency for River Forest. Until such time, you know, we meet again in our regular board meeting. So just wanted to let you know that. Okay, so let's move on to our last item, which is the discussion and direction for the statement of economic interest filing for boards and commissions. There's no action here, so I'm just going to give it off to Eric.
Thank you. So recently we had one of our commissioners ask the village, ask my office through the staff liaison what the requirement was, you know, the legal requirement for a statement of economic interest filing. There was some concern about filing that, and quite frankly, in the close to 10 years that I've been here, we have just always included the elected officials, the requisite staff members, myself, department heads, and then all of our board and commission members to that effect. In terms of completing the statement of economic interest filing each year. And we'll put that in the category of that's the way we've always done it. And so when this issue was raised by the one commissioner, I asked the village attorney to go and do a little research for us to determine exactly what that requirement is. And a little bit to my surprise, what we learned is the Illinois Government Ethics Act does provide some guidance and rules as it relates to who to whom and who does not have to fill out the SEI every year. And so what we learned was that certainly certain village employees, the village board, members of the Fire and Police Commission, the Police Pension Board, the Fire Pension Board, as well as the ZBA and the Plan Commission, and then subsequently the DRB, because the DRB is a body that's created of those members, they are all required to complete that SEI each year. But other commissions that are locally created here in River Forest, and that would be the Sustainability Commission, Traffic and Safety, Economic Development, and our Ethics Commission, as well as the Historic Preservation Commission, they do, there is no legal requirement, even though we are mandating at this point that they do that, there's no legal requirement for them to do so. And so with that and that information, I wanted to bring this to the village board to create a policy, really one way or the other, on who should be required to complete this the SEI each year. Certainly we can continue as we've been doing and make everyone submit that form, or subsequently we could amend it and make it only for the legally, the ones that are legally required to under state law, as I had mentioned earlier. So somewhat in terms of the discussion item, somewhat straightforward here this evening, and we're just looking for some direction. Either way, I feel the village board should adopt a policy and then ultimately approve that.
I don't think it's that hard to fill out personally, but I understand the point of the memo. If people don't need to do it, why should they? I do think though the EDC should be included, even if we were to exempt the other ones, because even though they may not spend the village's money, they offer recommendations on how to spend the village's money. And so I think it would warrant knowing if a member has a potential economic benefit from that recommendation. The other committees, I don't think need to do it personally.
I would agree with Tom, particularly on the EDC. I was kind of the same opinion. It doesn't take that long to do. So in terms of what's ultimately the downside, we've done it. Eric, can you share, did this person offer, I mean, was he just as a matter of wondering why he had to do it, or did he voice concerns about doing it?
Yeah,
or she?
You know, it's a he. Didn't feel it was something that, under his role, he was a volunteer. He's trying to give time back, to the community, and didn't feel this was a necessary something necessary that he had to go ahead and complete. And I certainly wouldn't want to speak for him.
Yeah.
But by and large, that was his concern.
Well, except for paid staff, we're all volunteers and do the same thing and fill it out. And again, it's not that onerous. So feeling would be to continue as we've been doing.
I do think that, maybe we could do consider this a all or nothing thing. When we, you talk about adding the Economic Development Commission, because they provide us recommendations. The Sustainability Commission provides recommendations as well. And we think about, when you think about the amount of dollars that we have put into River Forest because of the Sustainability Commission, the good work, right? But I see that similar to the Economic Development Commission. I do think when you're providing recommendations to the village, as part of a group like one of these groups, there is some transparency that I like about this. So I'm inclined to have it be all of them, but open to this discussion.
I agree entirely with what Erica just said for the reasons that she said it. And I'll also add that I've never heard a commissioner complain about filling it out before or even have any questions about it.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I could say other than this one commissioner, and I think Eric was trying to say is if this one commissioner had an issue, and it really isn't the stated policy of our organization, it was just something that Eric did 10 years ago or 9 years.
Well, even before me, it's
maybe,
the
yeah, it was just something that was, if you all agree, we can just say it is what it is and make it a policy. So
I guess from my perspective, I would agree with Katie and Erica. I mean, selecting only certain commissions and not others, I don't know. I do think they all have an interest in the village, and I think for transparency purposes, I mean, it's not a difficult form to fill out. So, it almost makes me wonder. And I'm not saying this individual, maybe this individual only questioned it because of the authority that she didn't see. I'm inclined that if it's gonna apply to the EDC, it should apply to all the others. So that's my opinion.
Hey, Eric, do you get the recap on that? So if there's me or somebody answers no to a question they should have answered yes to, do you get that or who gets that?
So we first get a status on who has completed it and who hasn't from the county. So that's an annual hunt down a couple people who just forgot. And then all that information is FOIAable. That's all public record, right? Correct, Rick?
Yes, the forms are available for reviewing on the county's website without a FOIA. So you can go there, put in Village River Forest, and just click and review everybody's forms.
Correct.
I think I just shared too in response to Trustee Hennick's question. I think that the position of this given commissioner is that it could be more difficult for some commissioners that have some different economic interests. The fact that there are some thick legal language in some of those questions that you read and then are asked to, swear against personal financial penalty, which this particular commissioner, feels flies in the face of him offering to volunteer.
Well, I mean, I think
I just share that as perspective.
Yeah, I hear you. Definitely has its legalese, and if you're not a lawyer, it could kind of scare someone. But like you all said, it's not a difficult form. Here, we've had one commissioner, as far as I'm concerned, over the last 9-10 years that I've been here, so that's not a good sampling in my mind of, we should drop it for certain commissions and not others. So sounds like, unless I hear, I don't know, others, Patty and Tom, I know you said EDC, but are you?
No, my point was, I'm sorry. To be clear, I would have said everybody. Absolutely want EDC, but no, I'm in support of everyone doing it. That's what I said. Let's keep doing what we
Sorry, I misunderstood.
I'm fine with everyone as well. My point was, if we were going to limit it, I did think that the EDC should be included, even if we let other committees off.
Yeah, right.
I understand. Makes sense. Okay, well, then it sounds like we'll stay the course and we'll put a policy together for your approval at the next board meeting. And just so we have it on file and, it becomes the law.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can I ask a question about commissions while we're on talking about commissions? Mm-hmm. So in looking at this, I was looking at commission stuff anyhow and dates of some of our commission members, and a lot of them were set to expire this month. So do you have a schedule on when we'll come back with confirmations on those?
Yeah, I'm working on that. They can continue to serve at the pleasure of the board until, such time that they get renewed, right? So I'm hoping to have them within the next, 3 days. By the end of May, we'll we'll renew some. Some may not want to be renewed, but I have to have a conversation with everybody. So that's what I like to do. I'd like to kind of touch base with everyone before
Get
their name on it. So I'm working on it.
For whatever reason, not interested in continuing or can't continue, will you put that out so if folks wanted to put in to perhaps fill that role?
Yeah. So, Patty, there is a process for that. We have an online, we put it in place when I got elected in 2013 because there was no process. It was just, so if somebody's interested in a particular commission, I encourage them to go to our website, and you can see on the upper hand, I think, John, it's Board of Commissions. If you're interested, sign up and tell us what your interests are. So we have a running list of people. What I often do is try to, continue with the same people unless they chose one that they don't want to continue in the commission. Primarily, and if they want to choose to come off, then I will replace the person with the running list that we have.
So you have quite a few people who have signed up for.
We do, and so what happens in that running list too is that people were interested day one, and then as time goes on, they weren't interested anymore because their life's changed, or work is more pressing. So that list is fluid.
Okay. No, and
yes, I
knew that was the process. I knew it was the process, but since it's, there aren't necessarily that many turnovers, and so for the community more broadly to know that that's an opportunity to get involved, and for some people, they don't know what they want to sign up for. It also depends on which might be available, so knowing that, which is why I asked, but if you think there's a good selection of folks to already be potentially available.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, There's a good group of folks, but I always encourage people. I mean, you're a great example. You signed up for the Traffic and Safety Commission, and you're in the waiting list, and then you got elected as trustee, so you come off the waiting list. And so that happens. So the waiting list gets shifted around. And so we encourage always to have people apply. Doesn't cost anything, and it's and then it gets you into the queue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys. So if I can, if there's not any further questions or comments, I'd hey, ask the-
Okay, Kathy, 1 second.
Yep.
Could I make a request?
Yep.
Could we, I know we're doing this by Zoom, but to kind of, as we head in towards Memorial Day, can we throw the Pledge of Allegiance back on our agenda, please?
What do we do, stand up together?
Yes, we can.
I don't have a flag.
I'm not opposed to it. Are anybody opposed to it?
No, actually, I'm already standing up. I have a standing desk, so.
Way to go around.
But where's your flag at? That's what I want to know.
That's true.
Okay.
I have to get
nobody
that.
Nobody is opposed. We'll go ahead and put
yes.
it back on. Thank you, Bob. Yes, we need to do. We need to do that. Okay.
Camera at the flag of the room there.
Yeah, we can wave it in one of the.
Figure out the flag backdrop on your Zoom.
Under the screen.
Right there, you go. Everyone can put it as their backdrop.
But you gotta turn around to face it.
That's a good idea. All right, we've Kathleen and I have already figured it out. All right.
And move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Second. Thank you, Russ. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Bye, everyone. Good to see
Bye
you.
All.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe. Stay well.